We kick off 2020 with the same way we kick off most New Year's, with resolutions. I think it is human nature to overreach on trying to improve ourselves, especially when we take our families into consideration. Each year, some of the most common resolutions include getting exercise, quitting smoking, losing weight, and something financial, maybe cutting spending or getting better at paying bills and so on. Statistics show that 25% of resolutions fail within a week, and almost half are broken within 6 months. Why is that? Do we overestimate our own abilities? Are we unwilling to make sacrifices and live without? There are probably multiple reasons why resolutions fail. For example, habits are extremely difficult to break, especially bad habits. Growing up, I was always told it took 30 consecutive days to break a habit. I don't know where Mom got that, or whether it's even based on science, but I have to agree that in most cases, if I can avoid doing something for a month, it is almost automatic to go without it. And if I work hard at doing it for a month, like flossing my teeth, it feels wrong to go without it after that. A month can seem like an eternity, though, especially in our instant gratification world. Another reason resolutions probably fail is cravings. We crave caffeine, we crave chocolate, we crave salt. These cravings can be biological, like people with protein deficiencies craving beans or nuts, but they can also be hormonal. Eating chocolate releases serotonin and dopamine in the body, giving the same feeling as being in love. And who doesn't want to feel loved? And not only are you getting a dose of sugar, flavor, and texture, but you're getting instant affection at the same time. Choosing to walk away from all that is extremely difficult, and it makes kicking the habit almost impossible for the average person in a crowd. I am an expert at breaking resolutions. I try, mind you, but I fail. I find that when I do succeed at changing a behavior, it is because I was singularly focused on what I was looking to gain, not what I was looking to give up. The last New Year's Day, I don't honestly think I even made a resolution. If I did, it wasn't remarkable because I can't even remember it. Every year, my wife and I come up with a motto or slogan for our family. Once a few years ago, we borrowed a line from an animated Disney movie, Meet the Robinsons. Keep moving forward. That motto turned out to be surprisingly fitting in that year, as my wife and I would routinely state it to each other as one obstacle followed another. And as one year followed another, the motto stuck as it was so appropriate. We would summit one peak and another would appear in our path, and onward we would have to go. This year, again in 2020, I expect we are going to use Keep Moving Forward as our family motto. I see big things on the horizon already, and we are going to have to tackle them as a team. As far as resolutions go, that part's easy this year. Having had a near-fatal heart attack in 2019, my resolve since then has been to keep living. I think that will be my resolution in 2020 officially. I resolve to keep living. Not just with my heart health either. This year I could not hunt ducks or grouse. In fact, other than a couple of days of firearms deer, I don't think I hunted at all. I missed a month of my summer in recovery, so everything from berry picking to dog training was affected. Now in 2020, I resolve to keep living. Not only by cutting out fast food or doing more exercise, because I have doctors, therapists, and a steadfast wife forcing me to do that already. No, I intend to keep living by getting back outside. Hopefully I can get in some late season rabbit hunting, but if not, my dog, the masked Labrador, is ready to help look for antler sheds as the snow recedes. And I'm going to get to the range more, improving my shooting accuracy so I can focus more on getting into my hunting seasons. And while I barely survived last turkey season, I'm going right back out this year and making the most of the hunting opportunities I have. Whatever your resolutions may be this year, remember to make them achievable and realistic, and don't give up the first time you break them. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.